Hi everyone, welcome to the Vineyard Podcast, your weekly dose of fun, laughter, banter, and a whole lot of realness. So this week we'll be having a bit different, we're shaking things up. But before I even start, I want to appreciate all the supporters for the love and the support. Thank you very much, willing to be here if it wasn't for you. And also, as you can see on set, it seems that today, it is yours truly. My co-hosts send their love. So today I want us to talk about something. But before we do, remember to send in your dilemmas. We'll be tagged in the video, so feel free to send us, me, Sonia, or Hope, any of your dilemmas. And speaking about dilemmas, there's this question that has been imekuwa sana. Imagine, how can a good God send you to hell? Imagine ule Mungu alikukufia kwa cross and akusent to hell hivyo. Imenisumbua akili. Before I continue, tell me what are your thoughts on this question? How can a good God send you to hell? And as I was thinking about this, I thought about, you know, the thing we usually told, between the chicken and the egg, which came first? You know, is it the chicken? Is it the egg? I'm going somewhere with this point. Bear with me. I'm going somewhere. But then we need to see the full picture. For the chicken and the hen to be there, there needs to be a jogo, a roaster, so that the hen is present. And I do think that's the same thing when we ask the question, how can a good God send you to hell? Because we've been so focused and we've narrowed our vision of who God is towards grace, mercy and love, we forget that he's a holy and a just God. And just like the example of the chicken and the rooster, most of the times, we are so stuck up about the chicken and the hen, we forget there's a rooster that has to be there for the egg to be there, for it to hatch. Same thing with God. So many times, we find ourselves looking at God with one vision. We're looking at God with a partial blindness, with a partial veil, that we never get to see that in his love, in his grace, in his mercy, he is holy and he is just. And therefore, the question, back to the question, how can a good God send you to hell? I don't think God sends you to hell. Yes, I do think we are the ones who choose that path. We are the ones who set ourselves up for such a path. Because remember, God told us, before you is life and death. And he employs us to choose life and to choose it in abundance. And also, my definition of hell, and you may tell me yours, is the total absence of God, where God isn't. And where God isn't, someone else has to reign. Because funny thing about physics says there can never be vacuum. Hakuna mali kunaweza kuwa vacuum, but there is nothing. So when God is not there, someone else, kuna mtu tu anakuanga hapo, and that person happens to be Satan. So when God is not there, the devil has dominion, and that's the path that some of us choose. So the question, how can a good God send us to hell? I don't think there's a cut in stone answer, but once we understand that God is both caring, loving, merciful, just, and holy, we're able to have a full scope of who God is, and some of these dilemmas or some of these questions become a bit easier to maneuver and to handle, because now we understand it's because of God's holiness, it's because of God's justice that there is mercy and grace. Had it not been that way, then I don't think grace and mercy will have been there. Because remember, God's holiness and righteousness is, God's holiness is righteous, you know. There's nothing wrong about God's holiness. And we cannot atone for our own sins, sadly. So I employ each and every one of us, even as we think about God, let us not just stick our thoughts to, you know, God is gracious, God is merciful. Read the Old Testament, get to see various aspects and attributes of who God is. And remember, he says, he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, which means the same God who destroyed the earth, in as much as he said, never again shall I destroy earth with water, the same God who did that is the same God who came and offered Christ on the cross as our atonement for sin. So remember this. As you look at God as a loving Father, merciful Father, remember he's holy and he's just, and those cannot change about him. He cannot fit your situation to become more merciful than he is just, or more gracious than he is holy. But the same measure of holiness is the same measure of grace and mercy that he is. And imagine those various concepts will make us now understand our Christianity much better, and will make us be able to see who God is. And for some of us, it will open up our eyes to have a relationship with God, because once we know this is what God desires for me, God desires for me to walk on the path of holiness and of righteousness. And part in short, God did not get saved. This is the same God throughout scripture. So let us not just see God as one thing, but let us see God for who he is. And then we'll be able to have a relationship with God. And with that, I hope it has sparked something in your mind. And I want to ask this question even as I close. Do you think God has changed? Do you think the God of the Old Testament is very different from the God of the New Testament? And if so, why? Feel free to comment and tell me more about this. And this is the Vineyard Podcast. Keep it locked. Keep it here. It has just been me. I hope you've enjoyed. I send greetings from Son and Hope. And yes, be blessed. Thank you. See you.